we would be able to know, is this a good area for oil or is it not? And it's a massive, a huge area. It's the biggest area we've ever covered. And that will be then available for our industry to see, well, look, will we have a go here? Is there a good chance that we'll get oil here and we'll have a new, what we call, Atlantic round? So in a year's time or thereabouts, we look for bidders to come in to explore for oil off our Atlantic coast.
Do you think it's now time to look at renegotiating how exploration licences and how extraction licences are given out?
Well, I think the key point here is that we have had a situation since 2007 where you can have up to 40%. The average corporation tax is 25%, but depending on the importance of the find, it could be as high as 40%. But the point is that we are looking at, and Minister Abbott and the Dáil and myself have agreed that we will look and we're going to commission a new report for future exploration, as to how are we getting best value for money and is there a better way of doing this. But clearly we're competing with the United Kingdom, which has had over 4,000 wells have been drilled in the United Kingdom, over 1,200 wells have been drilled in Norway, whereas in Ireland we've had 156 wells drilled. So we're, if you're going to invest in Irish offshore, you're going to have to spend €1 million at least on your drill and your rig and so on. And your possibilities of success at this moment in time are much less than they are in the United Kingdom or Norway, which do have a higher rate of tax. So we want to bring certainty to explorers, certainty of the income as it is at the moment, and that for anybody who's out there at the moment that has a license, that will remain. But we're looking at what the future might hold. So we are looking at the future, but we have to give certainty to the exploration companies as well.